Lawrence Whitmer's colleagues like to kid him about his study of nothing. It turns out, though, that the airways in the heads of dinosaurs are really something. Whitmer is a professor of paleontology with Ohio University's College of Osteopathic Medicine, and he has discovered that dinosaurs had more air cavities in their heads than anyone ever imagined. And these nasal passages are nothing to sneeze at. In fact, the amount of air space in their noggins was much greater than their brain cavity. And being an airhead actually gave the dinosaurs some predatory advantages. To find out which advantages, we reached Lawrence Whitmer in Athens, Ohio.
Professor Whitmer, how did you make this discovery about the airspace in the heads of dinosaurs?
Well, we've been looking at the air spaces in dinosaur heads for a long time, partly because air, at least to me, has seemed to be sort of a neglected anatomical system. Usually when we look at animals and want to try to figure out how they work, we look at their bones and their muscles and their blood vessels and nerves and brains. But air spaces, things like sinuses and the nasal cavity and things like that, seems to have sort of dropped below the radar. And so we wanted to have a look at that. And one great way to do that is actually using CT scanning to look inside the heads of a lot of different kinds of dinosaurs, as well as their modern relatives.
So what's significant about the sizes of these air spaces?
Well, one thing we can see is in the predatory dinosaurs like T-Rex, as well as some plant-eating armored dinosaurs, is that the air spaces are kind of different in the two groups. One thing we also did is look at the modern relatives, and we see that the modern relatives of dinosaurs like birds and crocodilians also have lots and lots of air spaces, air sinuses, which suggests that dinosaurs, in a sense, have sort of being an airhead as part of their heritage. They inherited it from the animals they evolved from. In the predatory dinosaurs, what we see is a series of air sinuses that are sort of off the main track of, say, the nasal cavity. That's kind of what we have, too. We have a nasal cavity that where the air comes in through our nostril and arcs down into our throat with a bunch of sinuses off to the side. These are the sinuses that give us trouble during this time of the year and give us sinus headaches and get clogged. And what we see in these predatory dinosaurs like T-Rex is that the sinuses were really quite expanded. In fact, much of the head actually was riddled with these air spaces.
Wow, so I guess a head cold for a dinosaur would have been excruciating.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be around if they had to sneeze.
Now, can you figure out if there was a purpose, if what the purpose would have been to have these large air passages?
In the predatory dinosaurs, the air spaces actually even seem to inflate some of the bones in the sense that the bones actually become puffy. And one of the outcomes of this is that the shape of the bone changes. In a sense, it goes from being sort of a flattened kind of bone to something that is more cylindrical. And if you think about it, what that actually represents is something that an architect would call a hollow beam. So in a sense, what these predatory dinosaurs have done has made their skulls very strong, but also at the same time light. They have basically used these air sinuses to transform flat bones into hollow beams, which is a very efficient way to design strong skulls. But also it has the effect of actually reducing the weight by removing bone. And one of the things that we did with this study was actually, in a sense, weigh the head of a dinosaur. And we could do that in the digital realm, where we have transferred all of this information and calculate the weight of the head. And for something like T-Rex, the weight of the head was well over 500 kilos, over 1,100 pounds, which is huge.
But it just turns the head out, alone. That's just the, wow.
Yeah, that's as much as like five or six, adult men. I mean, that's a huge head. And so what these air sinuses do by removing bone is they tend to make the head that much lighter. And for something like T-Rex, we calculated that the savings in weight was about 18%, which is quite a bit. Mm. And so in a sense, we could almost think that that 18% savings could have been sort of plowed into some other kind of use, such as taking prey that were that much larger, or even building larger jaw muscles.
So essentially they had large, hard airheads.
Yeah, that's a good way to think of it. Wow. And indeed, we always sort of think of being an airhead as sort of a bad thing, and indeed these guys had pretty small brains. But we can see that having air actually can have some positive benefits for these animals. For the plant-eating armored dinosaurs, we had a total surprise. What we were expecting, based on things that other people had published, in fact, based on things that I had published, so I proved myself wrong, we had thought that the air passage through the nose in these armored dinosaurs was a relatively simple straight shot. What we found instead was that these animals didn't really have any sort of sinuses. Rather, it had this long, twisting, turning corkscrew shape to its nasal passage, completely unexpected, and had us scratching our heads for a long time as to why these dinosaurs would have a long, sort of crazy straw-looking nasal passage coiled up in their snout.
And what did you discover?
Well, this long, convoluted airway passed very close to large blood vessels. And what that immediately tells us is we've got the possibility for heat exchange. Hot blood was coursing through the nose. It would have actually been cooled by the incoming air. And then that cooled blood would then actually return towards the brain cavity and help keep the brain cool. And at the same time, as the blood gave up its heat, it would actually warm the incoming air. So the air coming into the lungs would be warmed and humidified. And so it turns out to be a very interesting and significant find for what it says about the physiology of these animals.
So in many respects, they were well designed. They were just stupid.
Right, indeed. They might not have had the cognitive capabilities. They still had some pretty impressive and sophisticated physiological mechanisms.
Professor Whitmer, thank you so much for telling us about this.
My pleasure. Thanks for talking with me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lawrence Whitmer is a professor of paleontology with Ohio University's College of Osteopathic Medicine. He spoke to us from Athens, Ohio.